On patrol longboat Key Police reports, week of June 26, 2026, June 20th, found property. 5:33 p.m., Officer Troyer and Officer Castro responded to the 4200 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a report of found property. The complainant was traveling southbound on Gulf of Mexico Drive behind a black Mercedes work van when he observed a wallet fall off the back of the van. The complainant stopped and retrieved a black men's wallet from the roadway. He then made contact with Officer Troyer and turned over the wallet. Officer Troyer then gave Officer Castro the wallet for reporting and storage. The following items were found inside the men's wallet. The following items were found inside the wallet: 3 Kentucky ID cards, 1 Kentucky work ID, 2 health insurance cards, 1 Capital One Visa credit card, 1 Priority Pass credit card, 1 Republic Bank MasterCard, and $20. All the items were in the same name. Officer Castro attempted to locate a phone number for him, but was unsuccessful. No social media profile was found. All the items were placed in a property and evidence temporary locker at the police department to be released upon request. Case clear. Trespass, 5:56 p.m. Officer Miano responded to the 3700 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a possible trespass on the beach. Officer Miano interviewed the complainant, who said there's multiple subjects possibly trespassing on Gulf Shores beach property, and further said a dog was observed with them. Officer Miano spoke with the subject in relation to his presence on Gulf Shores beach property. The man advised he and his family are residents of the community. The complainant advised she is familiar with him and confirms he does in fact live at the community. The man further advises his dog is a service dog for his wife's medical conditions. Both parties were satisfied with the outcome. Case clear. Vehicle, 8:48 p.m. Officer Miano responded to Gulf of Mexico Drive for a possible family disturbance occurring inside a black Toyota RAV4. The location of the black Toyota was unknown. All units attempted to locate the vehicle. Officer Miano contacted the caller via cell phone, and she said her sister advised her that their mother was having a verbal argument with her ex-boyfriend. The daughter also advised that he was operating the vehicle in an unknown location of Gulf of Mexico Drive. She also stated the ex-boyfriend already exited the vehicle and was walking someone along Gulf of Mexico Drive. The daughter advised the ex-boyfriend was a white Hispanic male with a book bag. Officer Pascuma located the ex-boyfriend in the area of the 4900 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive. Longboat police officers had a language barrier with the ex-boyfriend, and he was eventually able to relate there was a verbal argument with the mom, and he was eventually able to relate there were no threats of harm to her. He further advised he exited the vehicle voluntarily without incident. All parties failed to cooperate any further. Case clear. June 21st, noise. 1:22 p.m. Officer Mathis was dispatched to the 2200 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a construction noise coming from a neighboring building. Upon his arrival, Officer Mathis made contact with the worker at the location, and he advised that they were contacted by the maintenance department of the building for an emergency repair to the pool. The worker explained the work was completed and no more construction noise would take place. Case clear. Ducklings, 4:06 p.m. SGT. Montfort, while on patrol in the area of the 2200 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, got a call for service regarding baby ducks stuck in a pool. Sergeant Montfort arrived at Harbor K Lane and met with the homeowner and realtor who were showing the house during an open house event. Just prior to Sergeant Montfort's arrival, the ducks were safely removed from the pool. Case clear. Incident, 11:02 p.m. Officer Miano and Officer Pascuma responded to a condominium for possible subjects on the beach. Officer Miano observed several subjects near the water with flashlights fishing offshore. Officer Miano advised the subjects that the beach was closed after 11 p.m., and that the use of flashlights with white lenses was also prohibited during turtle nesting season. The subjects advised they were residents and unaware of both ordinances and would vacate the beach. The subjects were observed exiting the beach. Case clear. June 22nd, sea turtle, 11:01 p.m. Officer Tillman responded to the 5000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a sea turtle attempting to lay eggs on the beach and is missing a fin. When Officer Tillman arrived on scene, he observed several red lights walking south. Officer Tillman spoke with one subject, who stated that he saw a sea turtle laying her eggs in a area, and that everyone kept their distance and no white lights were on. The turtle laid its eggs and appeared to be missing a fin. The turtle had re-entered the water prior to the officer's arrival. No violations observed. Case clear. June 23rd. Found property 10:51 a.m. Officer Green responded to the police department lobby for an anonymous woman who entered turned in a found Florida tag that was found in the 6800 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive near Whitney Plaza. She advised she did not see it come off a vehicle and that it was just in the roadway. She wanted to remain anonymous. The tag was run through NCIC-FCIC and did not return as stolen. Officer Green reached out to the registered owner of the plate and advised her that they had the tag and it was available for her to pick up. Case clear. Boat? 4:03 p.m. Sergeant Butler responded to Harborside Drive and spoke with the complainant from the moorings, who advised the club is involved in a civil dispute with someone regarding non-payment for rendered services related to slip/mooring usage. The employee stated the owner of the vessel owes the club approximately $8,000. The employee requested NCICDHSMV information in order to contact the vessel owner directly. Sergeant Butler advised her that information is privileged law enforcement information and can't be released or forwarded for a private civil payment dispute. Sergeant Butler further advised that the matter appears civil in nature and suggested the club pursue appropriate civil remedies, including filing a lien against the vessel, if applicable. The employee said the club does not wish to pursue a lien at this time. No criminal offense reported. Civil matter only. Case clear. June 25th. Security guard, 4:35 a.m. Officer Miano responded to Bay Isles Parkway security gate for a past disturbance at the gate. Officer Miano spoke with the security guard, who said he and a man who was a golf maintenance employee had a verbal argument when the golf employee attempted to bypass the security gate. The guard further advised he was using the bathroom when he saw the gray Ram pickup attempting to bypass the gate, and a verbal argument ensued afterwards. When the verbal argument ended, the golf employee continued to his work site without any further issues. Officer Miano interviewed the golf employee at the maintenance building. The golf employee related he sat at the gate for several minutes, waiting for the security guard, and then decided to bypass the gate. He said all of the golf course maintenance employees had their access cards revoked due to an employee being terminated and are currently awaiting new ones. The employee further said he had an important department meeting and grew impatient with the security guard not being present. He was apologetic for the incident. A follow-up interview was conducted with the security guard, and he was advised of the findings, which he said he was unaware of the access cards being revoked. The security guard was issued all necessary incident information for his internal report and requested no further action by police. Case clear. Citizen assist, 8:28 a.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to the police department in reference to a woman who said she wished to file a report for a civil issue. She said she had a portion of a trust and lived on Longboat Club Road. She said she got rid of her portion of the trust and had items left in the residence. The woman said she had a Congressional Medal of Honor, which she was awarded from President Donald Trump, a diploma from University of Missouri, and a diploma from Princeton University. The woman said she was working with an attorney to get the items left behind, however she needed a police report. It is unknown the validity of the items the woman spoke of. The report is for information purposes only. Case clear.